Why have I done the things that I have done? Why did I do that wrong thing? Why haven't I done the things that I should do? It all has to do with the condition of my heart. When my heart is right with God, when my inner being, my inner character is being formed by God, and I have yielded myself to the control of the Holy Spirit, then that which begins to come forth from my life can be called godly, because good things proceed out of a good heart, and bad things proceed out of a bad heart. It's what we are on the inside. The Bible often illustrates this principle by fruitfulness. That is a tree and its fruit. Listen to what Jesus said about this. It's found in Luke, the 6th chapter, the 39th verse. And Jesus spoke a parable unto them. Can the blind lead the blind? Shall they not both fall into the ditch? The disciple is not above his master, but everyone that is perfect shall be as his master. And why do you look at the speck that is in your brother's eye, but you do not perceive the plank that is in your own eye? Or how can you say to your brother, Brother, let me pull out the speck that is in your eye, when you yourself see not the plank that is in your own eye? You hypocrite, cast out first the beam out of your own eye, and then shall you see clearly to pull the mote that is in your brother's eye. For a good tree does not bring forth corrupt fruit, neither does a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. For every tree is known by his own fruit. For of thorns men do not gather figs, nor of a bramble bush gather they grapes. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth that which is good, and an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart brings forth that which is evil. For of the abundance of the heart his mouth speaks. We cannot hide that which is within. We may be able to cover it up for a while. I may be able to go and put on a false front for a while, but eventually, circumstances in life and my own personality will force that which is in my heart to come out. If I have a good heart because the grace of God has put good treasure there and He's reformed me and helped me, then that which comes forth from my life will be good. Praise God and thank Him. But if my heart is not right, then my life will bring forth evil things, sins against God, sins against people, hurtfulness, hatred, envy, strife. Jesus continued in this scripture when He said, Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do the things which I say? Whosoever comes to me and hears my sayings and does them, I will show you to whom he is like. He is like a man which built a house and dig deep and laid the foundations on a rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently upon that house and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. But he that hears and does not do is like a man that without a foundation built a house upon the earth, against which the stream did beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I pray that you would give me a good heart. I pray that your grace would be with me. I give myself to you. Here is my heart. You change it. You mold it. Cause good things to come out of the good treasure of my heart. And I will give you all of the praise and the glory. For it is by your grace it will be done. In Jesus' name, amen.